Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about grown man gaming. Get shot probably from a grown man aiming. Call of Duty Black Ops, bring it to your chat box. Turn your speakers on, sit back and relax, and listen to these grown men talk games. Other people do it, yeah, but they're all lame. Talking all genres, covering all lanes. You can call in, cause we're covering all games.
Grown man gaming. Tune in and enhance your experience.
Hello. Hi.
What up?
What's going on? What's up, people? I'm not even sure what episode it is, because I never get this. I'm tired of this shit. Every episode. What episode are we on, though?
23.
Oh, that's a nice number. That's a nice number.
Jordan.
Right there. Yeah, it's definitely Jordan. Yeah. I wasn't here last week, yo.
Yeah, you weren't here. You broke your 100% attendance record.
I know.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, you ain't got.
I was gonna call just to call in, but I couldn't do it, yo. That drive to the airport was too real. I didn't want to crash somewhere trying to dumbass.
Yeah, but, you know, it was the July. You know, I mean, you shouldn't have been on a radio show. You should have been out with family and friends and getting drunk and eating all.
Shit, yeah. I had to be in bed for work before the fireworks went off. The fireworks were waking me up for work.
Motherfucker, like, did they check you in, though? Who did you get tucked in?
Tucked in by the fireworks with a firework up his ass.
Right, motherfucker, he wore the work clothes to bed.
I pretty much do that, for real. It's unbelievable, that job.
I feel you, but we might as well bring it right in with Grand Theft, yo.
The
game looks fun as fuck. I ain't gonna lie, I will purchase that day one.
It's over. I saw your vlog, Jason. You said, don't nobody release a fucking video or a video game in September. Don't anybody release a video game the rest of the year. Just fucking forget it.
Yeah.
Just shut the shit
down. Call of Duty. Fuck out the way.
Stop. Just let everybody, give everybody a copy of fucking, no, if you've ordered Call of Duty Ghosts, when you go to pick it up, they should hand you a copy of fucking Grand Theft Auto 5. Fuck everything else. Just that. That's it. It's done.
It'd be nice if they did it.
Right.
Like
so, when we bring it in like this, so I want to get both of y'all's opinion on the trailer. And if you got $60, you going to get Call of Duty or you getting Grand Theft Auto? Aaron, let's start with you.
I'm getting, if they both come out at the same time, is what you're saying?
Same day, yeah. If they both came on the same day,
I ain't gonna lie. I'll probably buy Call of Duty. I ain't gonna lie. If it come out before, I'm definitely buying that game day one though. But I would buy Call of Duty first myself. I can't front.
Alright, what'd you like on the trailer?
The trailer, the story's interesting, but the thing that got me on it was the multiplayer, what they showed at the end. That's what had me excited, where you've seen people flying in planes, and you know what I'm saying, you've seen their gamer tags, you know, that shit looks fun as fuck, for real. Can't wait for that game, seriously.
Patty, what you got?
Well, you know, if they were both coming out the same day, and all I had was the money for one, I would probably rob somebody in the line beside me. I would knock their teeth down their throats, and I would take their $60, and I would get both. But if I had to pick one, I would easily go with Grand Theft, because that shit just looks fucking insane. And the jump on the bit that Aaron's talking about with the multiplayer, I was getting the feel that it was very, very Red Dead Redemption kind of style, where, you know, it's completely open world, so you can jump in with your buddies, and you can go drive around, you can do whatever the fuck you want, but if you go to certain areas, you trigger certain game types. So like in Red Dead Redemption, you could be on fucking horseback racing backwards and forwards between towns. You could go play poker, or then if you went to a fort, you fucking engaged are you activated like a TDM scenario kind of thing if there was enough people there? Or, well, if you went to the fort, it basically threw you into a TDM, you know, that sort of thing. And I was getting the feel from how there was so many different names on the screen. Like Aaron said, you could see the white gamer tags, and you had the dude in the fucking jet, and you had dudes on the back of bikes, and dudes in cars, and dudes in fucking walking and shit. It just looked like there was so many dudes that there was going to be some aspect like that to it, or at least that was the kind of feeling I was getting from it. But I loved the whole trailer. The one thing I was slightly... Well, there was two things that kind of disappointed me slightly, and... I know by the time I get around to actually playing the game, I'm going to love this shit. But the switching between characters, mid-flow and stuff like that, I think that might get complicated. So long as it's not easily done by mistake, you know, when you're trying to do something and you just accidentally fucking switch to somebody or some stupid shit like that, then it should be fine. And it probably will turn out to be a very, very fun kind of aspect. Because, like, the bit in the trailer they showed with a dude fucking... abseiling down the fucking building and breaking in to kidnap the guy, then you flick back and you're sniping from fucking miles away, then you flick up to the dude in the helicopter and just fly everybody away. It was just fucking outstanding. But the thing that really, really disappointed me was, why were none of them killing prostitutes and stealing their money?
I know, man.
Well, they probably just didn't want to put that on the trailer yet.
But yo, that's the biggest thing fucking that GTA has had. You know, the whole...
I bet it's on there.
Oh, it has to be in there, dude. But you remember, like, the whole fucking PC mod thing, the hot coffee mod, where, like, you know, when you got asked into the houses, you actually, you know, you got the minigame to fuck the bitches
right.
And stuff. You know, let's bring that in. Yeah, let's bring all that shit in. You know, if we're going to go with a game, let's make it fully fucking ridiculous and just have the dude walking around with his dick out fucking prostitutes in the car properly and then killing them. You know, just show the people what they want.
you know, it's amazing about that hot coffee. How up in arms motherfuckers was over that shit. Oh my god, it's sex. Now, yo, I swear to god, in the last 6 to 9 months, I've played at least 5 to 6 games. Roughly 1/3 of the games I've played have had titties out or somebody fucking. I swear to god, bro. And it's amazing. I mean, God of War, Metro Last Light, Ride to Hell, Retribution, that game's ass, but you straight up have sex with a prostitute. Like, yeah.
Because I was in a shop yesterday, and I actually looked at it and picked it up, and I turned it around and read the back of it, and I was like, no, I'll just pick Skyrim instead.
Don't do it to yourself.
Alright, well, that's good. I saved myself some heartache there.
Right, Far Cry, that's another one. And you know what I mean? Like, that's 4 games. That's more than that, but that's 4.
That scene in Far Cry, man, I was starting to get fucking... I was starting to worry in case somebody would walk into the room.
I know, right?
That shit was intense.
Oh, that's when I had to start blurring shit at Max Payne when I was last year. That's another game. Hitman, that's another game. Like, all these games, the straight titties... sex, whatever, and like back to the hot coffee mod, like people was all, oh my goodness, they gotta stop selling this game, and they took it off the shelf and all that, but now it's just so open and free, like that, like even if you put a video on YouTube with the titties out, they don't even take that shit down, you know?
Really?
T-Mark.
I haven't tried no, you know.
Man, Metro Last Light.
Yeah?
T-Martin's second channel, because I'm watching, because I'm trying to see if people put in the video, because I was tired of blurring shit out, like, man, because then I'd be forgetting. Nah, sure enough, I'm watching just to see if that part's on there. I'm like, yep, titties released. Yep, titties over there. All right, fuck it. I got like 3 videos with the titties out. Matter of fact, one of my God of War joints on there.
Absolutely.
Be out here.
But,
yeah.
So. About a month or 6 weeks ago, I remember hearing something on the radio, and it was a movie release or something like that, and they were talking to the people behind the movie, and I don't know why, but whatever it was that brought around the idea of sex in the media and stuff like that, and they've said, the director dude said, well, if you actually look at movies from the last, like, 3 years, you will notice that the level of sex scenes in them has gone down, and it's because... it's so readily available that sex is no longer a huge selling point, and it's nothing new to have it in like, you know, movies and fucking music videos and now video games. So it's they're not even using it anymore to try and shock people. Unless you can't do like the softcore kind of simulated sex anymore in a film, because it's just everybody, even kids, are looking at that going, nah, seem better, you know.
Hell yeah, yeah. But back to the Grand Theft, like that shit. My concern, by the way, the game looks great. I'm definitely gonna get it. I'm ready. So let's get that out the way.
Yeah,
one of the things that Rockstar, what was that?
I'm just saying that the damn thing needs to come out now.
I know. One of the things you'll notice about Rockstar is they actually innovate every time they bring one of the games out. And when you release a game every year, like Assassin's Creed is now doing, and Call of Duty and Madden and 2K and FIFA and all these games, you make it harder to excite people. So when you got a game that comes out every 4 or 5, you know, you can always have plenty of time to do innovations and whatnot, and they definitely did that. And plus, you know, it's always good to see improvements, especially when you get 3, 4, 5 years of work on a game. And one of the things I did see that as improvement immediately was the shooting. It looked more like Max Payne, which is a plus, because Grand Theft shooting mechanics weren't that great in the past, but this looked more polished. The only concern I have is that they typically don't do this. I mean, Rockstar, at least, they did it in Max Payne, but in Grand Theft, the game is not just going to be purposely made easy for you. But with this new mechanic, when you got 3 dudes and you're switching between, I feel like they would have to actually make the game easier to be able to have people be able to complete missions like that. Because if it's really, like, you know, time oriented and you really got to be quick about it, you know, people are going to have, it's just going to be fucked up. I mean, even God of War went as far as to patch one of the missions because people were complaining that was too hard. It's like, no, just let people figure it out. I mean, they'll get it eventually. So that's my only concern, is like the game going to just be easier, because we know that they're making games generally easier, period. I mentioned before. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, they're making the games more about the experience of playing them and the storyline rather than the experience of the fucking the exhilaration of getting parts past something that you've been stuck on, you know, for like fucking 2 hours. Like, you know,
right.
If you're playing, do you play Candy Crush? Everybody in the fucking world is playing Candy Crush, right? And people are getting stuck on it, and they're stuck on what fucking level for like fucking, I have a friend who has been stuck on the same level for 6 weeks.
Don't they make you buy stuff to get past levels though?
Yeah, well,
that's
when you
bullshit.
Get, like, say, it's sort of a case of where you, when you finish one episode, you can either wait 3 days and then the next episode is available for you, or you can just buy it outright for 69p or a dollar on the spot, and then you get it straight away, that kind of thing. Then there's other stuff that you can choose to buy if you want. But, like, this dude, he's been 6 weeks on one level. 6 weeks. When he passes that level, it's going to be better than the best sex he's ever had in his life. It's going to be like the greatest achievement of his life.
Yeah, and the next one will be harder than that last shit.
Yeah. So, you get that whole, you know, pressure of fucking and frustration and then relief, but the exhilaration of actually passing something and leaving something. And they're cutting out other games. They're making them easier. They're sort of, isn't there one of the fucking, the Mass Effect games, you can actually play story mode where all you do is walk around. You don't do any of the fucking action and stuff like that. It basically plays out like a fucking film, like a movie.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of that too, like trying to focus on the story, take away from difficulty. Max Payne, they hurt me a little bit when they did that. Max Payne, I mean, I remember the garage level on the first one. That shit was unbelievable. But it was doable. You just had to put the time in. You wasn't going to get on the first one. But with the third one, they made it so that after you die, if you notice, if you die like 3 or 4 times in a row, they'll start giving you more pain pills. So it came to a point where I died. On this one part, I died so many times in a row. It was ridiculous. Next thing you know, I come back for my next life. I got like 9 painkillers. Like, really? You don't want to do that. Just make people beat it. They get frustrated, then fuck it, they get frustrated. But, like, they'll appreciate it, maybe. And maybe they'll put the game down for a week, but they'll finish the game at some point.
Yeah.
A lot of the games are just, you can't do that. I mean, Max Payne, You can't do it. Tomb Raider, health regeneration. Why?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't. Wasn't a terrible idea. It's just not. I didn't feel like the experience I was expecting. But Tomb Raider was a great game, even with that. But like, I just thought it was a little bit easier. I thought it was just easy. Easy game, just generally easy.
But again, it's another sort of, to me as well. Like The Last of Us was like that. Because there was once you got used to what you were doing, there was obviously certain bits like we talked about before, that bit in the hotel with the generator, that freaked me the fuck out. I got creeped out in my house.
I kind of got afraid
to go to sleep that night. Like, I mean, I told you that I heard creaking and stuff, but it was the dog outside my door, but it scared the shit out of me. I'm not gonna lie, but the rest of the game was more about, you know, the storyline and the experience that the game brought you into, as opposed to really difficult gameplay and stuff like that. Because I mean, I've stopped my second playthrough of it. I haven't finished going through it for the second time, because there's only so many times you can sneak up behind something, a zombie or a soldier guy, and choke him out, or fucking stab a clicker in the throat. The exact same thing all the time.
Yeah.
Is it multiplayer? Oh, I don't have the PlayStation hooked up to the internet because it's not my PlayStation, so I didn't play any of the multiplayer.
Multiplayer is cool.
I heard the multiplayer was all right.
It is.
Yeah?
It is. It's better than what I thought it was going to be. It's better than what a lot of people thought it was going to be. And, you know, you don't buy a game like that for multiplayer. That's why I'm laughing at Aaron on the inside when he said he was really impressed with the multiplayer Grand Theft. Like, nobody's buying Grand Theft for multiplayer. If it's on there, yeah, you know, people going to play it, but like, nobody cares.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Grand Theft Auto 4, though, that multiplayer was fun as shit to me. Like, I would just run around all day and just not do shit, though.
I would gladly get him my $65. Yeah, but I'll buy the game without the multiplayer, though. That's not something that I was like, oh, man, that multiplayer looks good, I'm getting it. Like, no, if the multiplayer, like, Far Cry 3 multiplayer sucks. You hear me? Sucks. Excellent, though, except for fucking Jason Brody's whack ass, but
yeah,
we already been there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He had no substance at all.
Yeah, he was just dry as shit.
Yeah, I mean, what did he look like? Did you even see dude on the game?
I don't think so.
No, he's ass, bro. I don't know why they gave him a name. Now, do y'all, is there anything about the gameplay y'all want to tell the people before we go on to the next shit?
I'm psyched for it, because like I mentioned Red Dead Redemption, I spent so many fucking hours playing blackjack and poker and fucking liar's dice or whatever the fuck it was called in that game. And now in GTA 5 they've got the same shit. You can go play golf, you can go do fucking yoga, you can take part in cycle races, you can go fucking scuba diving.
That's just the Sims, yo.
Yeah.
Switch between all the players and
everything. What do you see? How many people? You will see people uploading full fucking rounds of golf as gameplays from Grand Theft Auto 5.
I'm about to do that.
I guarantee
too, yeah. Get my T Martin on. I'm so excited, guys.
Oh. Are you going to do a let's play of that, though, Chase?
Oh, you.
Fuck yeah. I know you will.
But he's going to do a let's play of that.
That one, I bet you that one. Let's bet on the amount of episodes it takes.
I think I literally
fucking people doing Last Players of that, though.
Yeah, The Last of Us, there was too many people doing that shit, though. It was insanity, and I joined the boat. But there was a lot of people doing The Last of Us, and I think there's going to be about the same. No, there's going to be more because it's multi-plat. Now, The Last of Us is strictly PS3, so it's going to be, I don't know. Because, like, I don't know if a lot of people had a dedication and commitment to do a walkthrough series that's going to be as long as that's going to be. Because I foresee that being longer than The Last of Us in terms of episodes. Because, you know, mine was 41 for The Last of Us.
Wow, that's that's an investment. That's a solid your life.
I'm thinking like 60, 55, let's say between 50 and 65 episodes. And that's for me. I don't bullshit around. A lot of people do. Not bullshit around, but they do free roam and all that.
Yeah.
It can very well be, like, DSP Gaming is one of those guys that uploads everything he does. I think his Last of Us was like 77 parts, yo. So, like, you figure that's a lot of videos for one episode. So, I'm ready. Yeah, though. I'm doing that. I did, like, 18 games this year.
I just want to know, is it going to be shorter or longer than San Andreas? Because I just thought the San Andreas story just kept going and going and going. And it never actually bored me, you know, because you started out in Los Santos and you did all that gang-related shit. And you had, like, 2-3 hours worth of stuff there just doing the story missions without doing any of the free roam shit or going looking for any of the tags and fucking oysters and horseshoes and stuff. Then you went to the Badlands and you had maybe an hour and a half's worth of stuff there. Then you went to San Fierro and you had maybe 3 or 4 hours there. Then fucking Las Venturas and you had maybe 5 or 6 hours worth of shit there. And then you had the flying fucking stuff. You had to learn to fly in between all of that.
I hated that shit, bruh. That shit was so hard.
For that license? Man, the amount of times I crashed that plane. Holy shit.
That mission, too. There's a bunch of those.
Yeah.
Then leveling up your guns and all that stuff.
Oh, man. At least, you know, the cheats were easy to remember.
That game was great. Now, you know, I might actually, you know what? Y'all getting me hyped up. I'm going to fuck around and do a Grand Theft Auto San Andreas walkthrough on my second channel, dog. I might have to do it. Because I'm looking now. I'll be done with
3 months for the next one to come out. you get your final episode off. Day the GTA 5 drops.
That's it.
Have they announced the release date for GTA 5?
September 17th.
September 17th, you said?
Yeah. It was on the trailer.
That ain't far away.
That's 3 months. Is it? Oh, that's 2 months.
Yeah, it's 2 months. And it's going to be a long 2 months, though. Well, no. It's going to be a long July for gaming. Because there ain't shit right now.
I think Saints Row 4 sort of shit the nest on that one because they're only coming out in the middle of August. They should have come out at the start of July, and I've got 6 to 8 weeks of solid hype for themselves rather than weeks and then people are dropping it for the better version of the same game, you know? Because let's be honest, it was Grand Theft Auto.
I don't think it's their fault. Remember, Grand Theft was supposed to hit this spring, and they pushed it back. And I know when they pushed it back, fucking Saints Row said fuck, and they don't want to come out after Grand Theft. You can't, you know what I mean? Like, so they got to come out either earlier or right when they originally planned. There's no way they can say, hey, we're gonna come out next year. No, people are gonna be playing this Grand Theft for a long time because all the people that's gonna get it for Christmas and the people that's gonna get it next year. Like, there's no way that Saints Row could even think about waiting. Like, the time was now. Unless they're gonna push forward, which I never seen happen with a video game, they stuck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, I can't feel sorry for them because I did. I've played them all. I've played all three of the Saints Row games, and easily my favorite was Saints Row 3 because it was more free to play. The other ones you had to rank up. Like, Saints Row 1 was just fucking. It fucking annoyed me so badly that towards the end,
you had to have were just shit too.
Oh yeah, but then you got to realize. I mean, it was 8 years ago or 9 years ago, so. They weren't that far removed from San Andreas graphics, you know?
Right.
But like, towards the end, in order to get on to like, the last 3 or 4 missions, you had to have a certain level of XP. So like, you were driving around trying to find rival gangs to fucking shoot them and stuff. And, you know, you were trying to fucking steal cars. And it was just fucking ridiculous because the amount of XP you got from missions and stuff wasn't enough. It left you like fucking 2,000 points fucking shy, and you were going around doing all this other shit trying to get up those 2,000 points. You were trying to find people to kill. You were trying to fucking take prostitutes and fucking do this, that, and the other with them, fucking being their pimp, driving them around and stuff. And then you were literally trying to drive them into trouble so you could fucking find people to kill. And then that's, you know, it really fucking pissed me off. Third one was so much better. It progressed so much better. You didn't need that shit to fucking progress on, you know?
Right. I'm sitting over here looking at this goddamn. Oh my goodness, this. I'm looking at this crazy, dog.
You sound disappointed.
Bruh, we've been here enough, yo. I mean, real shit. Like, Assassin's Creed, though. This was one of my favorite series. Like, I remember before 3, right after Revelations, I was so excited to see the footage from 3 and all that.
Yeah.
And now I'm looking at 4, Like, we've been here four. This is the fifth. This will be the fifth game, correct? Fifth?
No. There was one, Brotherhood.
Two. Right.
Revolution.
This is the sixth game?
Five. This is the sixth game.
The sixth fucking game. And damn, we've been here five times already. Stop releasing this game every fucking year, yo. I feel like I've already played this game, and I haven't even touched it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what? Am I being negative?
Thing, no, I mean, it's true, but the only thing is how much they've expanded it. You know, that video that I linked earlier in Skype, I mean, they've got 50 unique locations. You got, the only thing is, I don't like this idea that a lot of it is going to be set at sea, because I didn't particularly enjoy the naval aspects of 3.
Because I didn't,
you know,
hate it.
You're sailing a boat. That's not an assassin. What the fuck good is your hidden blade when you're fucking stuck at the wheel of a fucking ship? Do you know what I mean?
And you're doing it again. You're doing it again.
You seem to be doing it more this time. But, I mean, it looks crisp. It looks like it's gonna be. I gotta wonder, are they gonna take full use of the next gen power and make this game advance any? Because I mean, you know, they're not gonna show you everything in a little 7-minute gameplay trailer, but I would like to start getting some more details for the story. You know, fucking, because it, like you're saying, it's just too much of the same shit. Because the first one, you had Altair running around doing the exact same shit, assassinating the same guys. Second one, you had Ezio, and it was a nice story, and it was a nice change because you were doing different locations and everything was all nice and different. Then the third one, you had Ezio again, and he was starting to recruit people, which was a huge change, because before then, it was doing you alone. Yeah, it was great that you could call in other assassins to do shit for you. Then they had brought out the tombs and stuff like that for you to start tracking down, and you could find fucking exclusive weapons and stuff in the tombs, all that shit. Then Revelations, the big step that they made with Revelations was the fort defense, you know, where you had your
that mini game was annoying as fuck. I thought,
yeah, so. I hated that shit just bothered me, because it took up too much fucking time. It was too slow, you know. And then their next big progression for number 3 was one that the dude was a Native American, tomahawking the shit out of people. And then 2 was the naval aspect of it, and you're in a boat. And I'm like, well, this shit's boring. I don't want to do this. I want to stab people in the back of their fucking head. And then now they're doing this shit that they don't see. I want to know what the progression is this time. What's the new thing? You know?
There ain't, man, you know, like I said earlier, how much can you possibly add to the game in a year? I mean, I feel like you're only cheating yourself. Like, let's say that's every 3 years, and then for one of the games, all the things you added over the 3 years you actually released, you could have just saved and put it in one game and excite people that way. You know what I'm saying? But, like, the story, this is a sentence of the Saw game. I mean, the Saw movie. The shit, like, all right, so we had enough. Like, you know, the reason Ezio, I think the reason his games were better is because him, the character, dude, he was just a cool dude. Like, he actually had a personality. He, you know what I mean? He
was a sex machine.
he was the man.
Ezio was creeping into a girl's bedroom, you know, at fucking 3:00 in the morning.
Right.
But
hell,
dude.
Yeah. And then you got Connor, dude, he was just too wholesome. Like, those two personalities, an assassin plus just a complete naive, fucking just boring dude, that didn't go. Therefore, the gameplay just felt like the same old stuff. And at this point, look at the game sound. You know, a lot of times, I feel like if you should be able to watch a trailer or gameplay without sound and actually like it should be. I feel like you could put any number of people in, and it just won't. They'll all look the same. You know, they all got the same strut. They all got the same everything. The same. I don't know why they still doing this. even if you need to change the way the person walks or moves, like, do that. But, like, all these dudes look the same exact way. The only way we know who it is if you fucking move, pull it, the hood off. Like, that's...
Yeah.
That shit is whack. Who had the same weapon? I mean, this shit is whack. I'm getting it though. But they got, I mean, fuck guys. Like, what? It's not good when a game releases every year unless the people expect that you're going to release it every year. Like, you know what I mean? We expect that there's going to be a FIFA or a Madden or a hockey or a Call of Duty, or you know what I mean, like even Battlefield don't drop every year, and that's a shooter.
Yeah,
this is too much, man.
But I'm looking forward. Assassin's 4. I'm looking forward to them repairing the shit that they did with 3, because 3 was awful. I've played through all of those games maybe 4 or 5 times each, and I only played through 3 once. I still have it, I think, somewhere. But I haven't fucking played it again. And I really hope that 4 is different. 4 goes back to being the way the others were. But like you're saying, there's just too much shit that just seems like, well, we've done that already. I already had a game full of that. Where's something new? This is just a DLC.
Or get a character, like, you make the character good, and I think a lot of times that is enough for you to get away with repeated like gameplay. Like, honestly, I do think if the character from 3 was better, that we wouldn't necessarily feel like this, because like, damn, this dude was cool. I mean, look at 3. What memorable characters are on 3? Like, for real, like who was like, yo, this dude is the man. There ain't not one, not to me.
I'm like, I'm trying to think of the fucking the old black dude that taught him how to be an assassin. I can't even think of the dude's name, but he was the coolest fucker
exactly.
In the game.
That's how
and
you
I can't
the
even
game
remember
ends.
His name. Yeah.
Yeah. What the fuck?
So I hate playing the modern time when it switches into the modern, you know what I'm saying, the modern day. I hate playing that on the fast.
I ain't really a fan of that either. They always ask you to do some. But now who's going to be controlling these guys? Because that dude is dead. I didn't appreciate this.
To be honest, I think that they were setting themselves up to be able to do a modern time video game. Because they have all this shit now where it's going to be the end of the world. They've basically, Desmond, by doing what he did, virtually triggered the apocalypse. So he released like an ancient fucking god into modern day society to do whatever the fuck it wants. So like, what are they just going to fucking leave that hanging there? Did you get like fucking 30 minutes worth of a modern day story in between the past stuff on your fucking little boat? Fucking Rob in the Caribbean.
I don't even take care at this point.
Probably not. Probably not. And you see, the thing about it was, the older games, like right through, they were all about, the stuff as an assassin was all to explain what was going on in the present. So like you had Desmond as Altair in the first one, and at the end of the first one, Desmond himself learned the Eagle Vision, and he started seeing all the symbols on the fucking walls and stuff like that, and that started to lead you to fucking start thinking about what was going on. In the second one, he realized that he wasn't the first person that they'd done that to, and that the guy before him, he was the 17th, and that Subject 16 had left fucking hints for him all throughout the fucking the world. So like, you know, he started to try and piece all that shit together. But now what are they going to do? Desmond's dead. All that progression has happened and it's come to its point. I mean, even down to fucking Desmond killing the chick and at the end of Revelations, you know, fucking the hidden blade right in the guts. When I thought, you know, you were going to get a sex scene out of that shit before soon.
They forgot about that, actually.
I thought I was on the end of Brotherhood. Not Revelations. Revelations tied up all the loose ends with Ezio. In Altair, remember?
Yeah. I could be wrong with that. Yeah, you're probably right. You know, there was always a progression along with that. And to me, it felt like the game was about the modern day situation, but it was being explained via flashbacks to, like, the assassins and stuff like that. Whereas this time, right. they don't seem to give us any sort of progression or any information about what's going on in the like, they haven't even told us who the modern-day character is going to be. And they have to have a modern-day character, otherwise there can't be anybody in the Animus to give us this fucking dude, fucking Kendrick,
yeah.
whatever the fuck. You know, so who is this dude? Because initially there was some rumors that it was going to be a Russian guy, a Russian character, but it's been nothing now for fucking 8 months about this, you know? The other thing is, I wonder are they spending too much time trying to fucking make the movie? The movie's due out in 2015.
See, I didn't even know. The movie's probably going to actually be good, but yeah, they might be doing that.
He has been confirmed as the lead role, so that'll be Altair, as far as I know. Altair and Desmond.
They're gonna have two people in there.
Well, I mean, I don't see. That's the thing. I have no idea really about the storyline that they're going with for the movie. I just know that Michael Fassbender has been confirmed as the lead, and you know, if it's gonna be based along the lines of the game, then two main characters for the first one would be Desmond in the present and Altair in the past. And basically because one is a reincarnation of the other, so Michael Fassbender would be playing both of those characters. He's the dude that plays Magneto in the prequels of the X-Men stuff, X-Men First Class, and then X-Men Days of Future God, or whatever the fuck the one is coming out next year. He's actually part Irish. He was brought up in Ireland. He was born in Germany and brought up. But yeah, just a stupid, annoying thing.
I'm gonna have to look up some more about the game. At least I'm just, it just looks the same. Like, even you know, the graphics on the games improve, and that's why I'm kind of excited about the new consoles, because like we forget that the graphics look better now, but you let like 4 years go by and you see a huge change. Like I'm playing Infamous 2, that looks much better. Infamous 1, Call of Duty 4.
Oh yeah.
Look at Black Ops 2. Like Black Ops 2 looks much better than Call of Duty 4. So like you got to give a little bit of time to go past. But this Assassin's Creed, with it coming out every year, I don't feel like the graphics have improved on this one from the last one or from the last two. It looks the same. Like
yeah.
And then about graphics.
You don't look forward to the story mode on Assassin's Creed at all, though. That's what I look forward to the most.
I mean,
about
Assassin's Creed. Yeah, I did. I mean, multiplayer sucks anyway. But like, I really did. Like, I was a huge Assassin's Creed fan, and then after I beat 3. I'm like, damn, that's it? Like, even the last scene, like, he's in a bar, and you're going to offer a dude a drink or some shit. Like, that shit was, say it, the character, the main character, whenever these companies realize you have to give your characters personalities, you got to make the people playing the game, like, really get in touch with your characters to make the game better. And they did not fucking do that. They did it before, on the first 5 games. But on the first 4 game, not last one, nobody gave a fuck about what Connor was doing because he just didn't have it. But all the games that I played, like even down to like Hitman, BioShock, The Last of Us, Infamous, like all these games, like you actually feel like you are like, I don't know, you really start to pay attention to the character and like you really start to really get in touch with them. But Assassin's Creed, man, they ain't do that. Same thing with Far Cry 3. And that the gameplay was just superb. That's the only reason why I praise that game. But like the main characters suck. But then they had Voss on there. I was like, yo, I want this dude in all the scenes.
Yeah, I would love a DLC where you get to be Voss. You know, you play from the other side of things. You know how he came to be part of that fucking crazy boss or fucking.
Hot.
Wouldn't it?
That would
how
be fucking,
how sexy would that be?
Far Cry prequel, a whole game. Fuck DLC.
Boom.
Give him his own game. Yeah. I would love that right there.
See, you're feeling that.
You see what I'm saying? Then you talk about Connor and my whole demeanor change. Fuck this. that's how I feel, dog. Like, even the Call of Duty campaign guys had characters. Like, a lot of people cared about dudes. And all that. It's like, damn, what happened to him? Like, Kratos, everybody, you know what I mean? Like, all these people are good characters, yo. And then you look at Connor, and it's like, but who is he, though? What's his last name? What's his real name? None of us know.
Nah. And, you know, the thing about it is, they really fucked up because it fell flat. Because it was set, the character idea was set to be a beautiful character. A fucking, a kid that's virtually orphaned. As far as he knows, he's orphaned. Seeking revenge. You know, these are all fucking outstanding plot development points. If it was to be in a movie that was done really well, this would be the kind of guy that you'd be fucking, you'd be sick to fucking, you'd be rooting for him all the way. But like 25
right.
minutes playing as Connor, and you're like, bitch, fuck out of here.
Right. You got me playing hide and seek with little kids, and then you got me playing with this whack ass dude that's not the main character. And, I mean, they literally had you playing hide and seek. Then you had to catch animals. It's like, why are we doing this when we don't eat any of these animals?
Yeah. And why were you, you know, every game has its tutorial section for like the first 10 minutes or so when you're doing shit, and it's all really slow paced, and it's basically walking you through how to play the game. So why did it give you 2.5 hours of gameplay before giving you the tutorial as Connor?
Man, who knows?
You play, that's you play just... as his dad for 2.5 hours, and then suddenly you're playing as Connor, and then you get your tutorial on how to trap animals, how to track animals, how to track people, how to fucking climb trees. You know, and the, another thing, right? So Connor was an assassin. His dad was a Templar. What's the grandfather, the dude that's going to be in the new one? What's he? Is he an assassin? Is he a fucking Templar? Why? Which, I they're going to fucking make my head explode because there's so much shit that they have left completely unfucking answered so far. And I mean, the game is only 3 months out. It should be time that we're starting to get these answers.
Oh, yep. Fucking, damn. What's the release date on that?
Fucking
it's usually in October or something.
20th of October or some shit.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. That's what I'm saying. July is like the only draft spot we get for a while. Because after that, we are getting Saints Row and Splinter Cell.
Yeah.
And then we got Grand Theft coming out after that. We got Batman coming out after that. And
I
we
think
got,
Batman just in the same week. I think I genuinely think Batman and Assassin's Creed drop in the same week or very, very close to each other. North America is the 29th of October for Assassin's Creed 4. Europe is the 1st of November. See, that's bullshit again. Now, fuck off.
Yeah, I mean, you got Batman releasing 4 days before Assassin's Creed. That's
yeah.
not... I wouldn't have... That's ill advised, yo. The 25th, that's a Friday Batman is coming out. And you got Assassin's
yeah.
Creed coming out. And Battlefield 4 come out the same day.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
I was looking for Assassin's Creed right now, because I'm definitely grabbing that Battlefield day one.
Batman is a fucking must-buy for everybody. Everybody has to
absolutely.
Buy that.
I'm definitely
you know,
getting Batman day one and
I
Battlefield.
Buy that for people, you know? I would nearly, you know, if you haven't got the money, I'll fucking buy it for you. Everybody needs to have this game in their life. The whole fucking
absolutely.
Series. I'll buy you all three of them. Fuck it.
Right.
You know, Assassin's Creed's dropping fucking 3 days later, 4 days later. Ah, they fucked up.
Hopefully they open up the combat system on Assassin's Creed on a lighter note. I just don't feel like there's enough combos and it just, I don't know. Like, you know, you play Batman and you realize you go on these long ass combo streaks, but you got to time all your punches and your counters and you feel like there's a lot of different variation. Assassin's Creed feel like it has the same combat system, but since they changed weapons, it might be slightly different just from you having a different weapon. But it doesn't
yeah.
have been
yeah.
a big change. Like I like long, like I'm playing Devil May Cry right now, and then yo, good God, they give you got like 7 weapons, all of which can be used, and they make it so that you get graded at the end of each mission. If you do too many of the same combos too close together, your rank goes down. So like they force
oh, shit, really?
You, they don't force you. Yeah, but they want you to do like you got 2 guns for left trigger and right trigger. Well, I'm sorry, left bumper. Fuck it, L2 and R2. Goddammit. You got 2 weapons for that. You got a weapon for square. You got your heavy attacks with triangle. You got your 2 guns with R1. Plus you can set your own button layout. You can customize every button to be the weapon
oh.
you want, which I am a fan of. You got all your dodges. You got all these different things. So, like, when you play a game like that and then you go over to some of these other games, you realize the combat system can be really a lot more elaborate than it really is. So, I hope they at least do that with that game. And fucking make the enemies smarter, man. These fucking enemies are idiots on Assassin's Creed, yo.
Yeah. That's the other thing. I mean, I remember right back to Metal Gear Solid, the first one. And do you remember the first mission? You snuck in through the water, and then you had to get through that loading dock, first of all, to get to the elevator at the back of it. And if you were only just out of the water and you were running around, you left footprints on the concrete. Wet footprints in the concrete. When
right.
you were upstairs, you left footprints in the snow. These fuckers followed them. Well, these dudes in Assassin's Creed, you can fucking walk right up to their faces and they don't fucking know anything.
Yeah.
Like, how can... I get the fact that you've got a hidden blade, but how can people who are, you know, informed about an assassin who is coming to kill them let some dude with a big fucking hood over his face, a fucking huge sword on his back, a fucking bow and arrow attached to him, and, you know, walk right up to the dude? Fucking, he's got knives all across his chest. If I saw a dude like that in the fucking street, I would run like fuck. A dude wouldn't get within fucking 500 feet of me. Fuck out of here. He just let you walk up and use a 6-inch blade to fucking stab you. Fuck out of here.
Yeah. It's not just Assassin's Creed. There's a lot of games. I mean, it's getting better, but, like, the AI on the games just needs to improve in general. Like, you play The Last of Us, like, the AI on there is not, like, most of the stuff you run into. Even Far Cry, they'll flank your ass. Max Payne, they'll flank you. I want to see more of that, like, when you don't necessarily know the movements that the guys are going to do, or there's just so many different variations that it'll take a while for you to study. You should not be able to just sneak up the cats, like, just that easy all the time. Dead bodies should definitely stick out. I mean, they do, but I don't know. I want to see more, like, you know what I mean? Like, more for the AI on Assassin's Creed and other games.
Do you know something that's always annoyed me about games? And Assassin's Creed was one of the only ones that didn't really seem to happen that much. Was you kill a dude and his body dissolves in front of you. Or it just sort of fades away and disappears, right? What the fuck is that? At least in Assassin's Creed, if you fucking get into a huge fight and you kill like fucking 8 or 9 guys and then you run away to get away from them and you hide, when you come back into that area, the bodies are still there. Until like, you know, 5 or 10 minutes go by and then they'll be gone. So at least it gives you the impression that it's fucking half smart that, you know, somebody's come along and moved those bodies. But I think it would be really cool, you know, I think the game developers need to start realizing that the people that play these games are intelligent. We know what we're looking at in a game. We know the shit that looks stupid in a game. So, like, fucking dumb AI looks stupid. It's fucking... Like, I talked about it last week with Aaron about The Last of Us. You're trying to sneak around, right? You're being told you need to be quiet to get past these clickers. You be quiet. And then you've got fucking Ellie running and headbutting him in the crotch.
Right in front of him. Right in front of him, yo.
That's hilarious, yeah.
Ellie
and Billy sounded like fucking buffalo running through that school. They sounded like fucking buffalo going through that school. And there was me fucking crouched over trying to fucking sneak around so that the clickers wouldn't fucking find me. These dudes are just fucking charging right on past, headbutting them and shit. And nothing happens. Now, as I was saying, Aaron, it would make the game much more difficult. But if an AI character runs, like an NPC character runs into an AI fucking enemy, that should trigger a fucking alert.
Yo, the rage would have been too... I'm telling you right now, if they would have let it be like that, and if they got busted, you got busted, the rage would have been so real. Half the time, it would have... I swear to God, it would have not been your fault. Because almost every time you took a stealth approach, she would have been busted. Every time. Yeah. And then when it's three of y'all, good luck.
Exactly. Man. You see, that's what I'm saying. Developers need to realize that we as consumers... can see this bullshit. They need to start fucking upping their game with that. AI needs to be smarter. Whether it's NPC AI or whether it's enemy AI. But I keep saying NPC, I just mean like, you know, fucking friendly AI or enemy AI. It needs to be fucking smarter. Because games have got to the stage now where we need them to be to that level of intelligence. Because we're at that level of intelligence.
Yeah. I think they're trying to get there. Then they're making the games easier, but I think they're trying to improve the AI because it's definitely time. Some of the games are just so easy. Like BioShock is another game that had good AI. You would definitely get your ass busted. But then sometimes the AI is like, the lines of sight is just so long. It's like, yo, man, how the fuck did this dude see me from all the way over there?
Your boss on combat training.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Hitman was another game that had good AI.
Yeah. There was one of the... I think it was Metal Gear Solid, the first one as well. If you played that shit on the hardest difficulty, if you were seen, like, seen, the game was over.
Right.
You
had, yeah, exactly.
You had, like, you know, that's a fucking level of air. And those dudes could see you. Like, their cone of vision was fucking huge. You know, and they were intelligent. Like I said, they fucking... They followed your footsteps. And you could use that shit to your advantage, which is why it's so important for the AI to be smart enough to fucking do this sort of thing. Like, on Metal Gear Solid was the first game I ever played that you could hide behind something and knock on the side of it. You know, like, so a fucking metal box or a wall, you could knock on the wall and attract attention. So then the dude would come around one side, you could sneak around behind him again and fucking break his neck. Or you could leave a trail of footprints, the dude would follow it, and you sneak around behind him and break his neck. You know.
1998.
Damn.
That was in.
Years ago.
Years. 15 years. Is it 15 years? Right. He implemented that into this game 15 years ago. And it's amazing how many other games still have not, like, innovated like that. I mean, this is the first game, like, for real, where you're sneaking around was actually fun. And, you know, it was a challenge. Like, the first time, I'll never forget, because I was over my friend's house. He had, you know, he had one of those PlayStation demos that they don't even drop anymore. You can just download.
Yes.
And that shit was on there. I played that first level, because that's all you could play, for like 4 hours, dude.
Yeah.
It was sick. It was just sick.
So,
yeah.
Three enemies that you had in that one bit from when you came up out of the water to you got into the elevator, and that was the demo. That was it. That was all you got to play. And I went around to my friend's house. Like, he lives fucking 100 yards away. I went around to his house fucking every day for 3 weeks, and we just sat playing that shit for fucking hours. Because it was level of replay. For like a 30 seconds. If you got into that shit now, if you dropped that on your fucking PS3 now, you could run into that and you could get through that. It would take you less than a minute if you really wanted to.
Right. And see, there's no holding hands on Metal Gear Solid. Like, you know, I forgot to tell you about this tweet from Hideo Kojima. This is like the go-to guy for Metal Gear. Like, this is the genius right here behind Metal Gear.
This guy is a fucking messiah.
And, well, he is. Like, and as far as gamers go, so to listen to these two tweets in regard to Grand Theft Auto 5. The first tweet says, Grand Theft Auto 5, new trailer was awesome. The free control is the future of the game. Way higher than anywhere. It makes me depressed, as a matter of fact. I don't think our Metal Gear Phantom Pain can reach that level. Rockstar's team are the best. Without question, don't pull up the possibility of game. Wow. When you get a compliment that from a compliment like that from him or any other developer or game guy, that's like... great. Like, you don't usually see that. This dude's a fucking genius. You know what I'm saying? And he gave hats off to Grand Theft 5. So
that's high praise. Like, that's... Yeah. That shit would give you the shivers. Like, if that was your game and he's talking about that, you'd be sitting with a boner thinking, yep, I made it.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, and, you know, again, 1998. And
it
only improved. 15
years ago. Good lord, man.
Well, we know what I still don't believe is that fucking Call of Duty is still using an engine from 1996.
Yeah, there you go.
17 years ago.
Shit, even I was young back then.
Bro, how old was that? 17 years ago? I was fucking 9 years old. And they're using the same engine from when I was 9. 17 years? That's a long freaking time. And they are still doing that, and we only got about 5 minutes left. The lag compensation stuff, by the way, is living on. So expect that it will be the same old stuff. I watched somebody's video, and he actually interviewed one of the guys. He said the guy got immediately defensive when asked about it. And it's like, we know lag comp is in every shooter, in every online game, which is fine. But I don't know if there's a threshold. I don't know if it was bad coding. But something is clearly different. People keep arguing. I just put up the Call of Duty 4 video. All my bullets hit, all of them, on three bars. And then you play Black Ops 2, you get 4 bars and your shit don't hit. Why?
Yeah.
17 yeah. years. We go back.
You would think they would fix that, though. There's got to be a way to fix it.
I don't think they can, unless
you see how smooth Battlefield runs. Battlefield runs smooth when it comes to hit detection and shit like that.
Dedicated servers.
Yeah, there you go. They have proper servers. And the thing about it is, I don't understand why they're going to stick to the Quake engine or whatever it is, because they've got the opportunity. I mean, Microsoft have built 300,000 servers for the Xbox One. 300,000. They're currently working off something like 10,000 servers at the minute for Xbox
right,
Live.
Right.
So they've multiplied that fucking exponentially almost. So why have Call of Duty not sat down and thought, right, well, this shit's all happening. We can really tap into this power. We could build a new engine for this shit to take advantage of this new progression. Nah, we'll just stick to the shit that we've got that's nearly fucking 20 years of age. The engine is older than most of the people playing the fucking game.
Exactly. That's just disappointing, because now is the opportunity. But I feel like if they don't do it now, then they won't ever do it. And you know, they do innovation within the game, like Black Ops 2 did it. But it's like a lot of the core stuff is definitely fucked up. Like, even if they need to go back to the peer-to-peer host advantage setup, I will gladly take that over this new system that they have going on with the connection.
Yeah.
I don't get host on Call of Duty 4. I don't get host on Black Ops 1. I don't really get host on MW2, not anymore. And I don't run into the feeling. Like, you just, when you get out there and you shoot people, it just does not feel the same. So, back to Aaron was saying, it's crazy they didn't fix it. I don't think they can in the middle of release. I think a problem, like every game, not every game, but a lot of games have an issue like that. That I honestly think that developers can't fix. Like NBA 2K13 is a good example. You can buy a signature.
Yeah, but they had year after year to figure out how to fix it, though. That's what I'm trying to say.
I think their experiment and their trial is the entire year is probably the trial, and it's trial and error. So, like, they're going to try again next year. And then if it doesn't work, we have to wait till the year after. And I think it's like that. But, like, 2K13 got signature skills that are like perks. The level 3 versions of them don't work. They're all broken, and they haven't fixed it. Here we are in July. I don't think they can. Yeah. Same thing with Call of Duty. I don't think they can fix it. I think they can fix it, but I think it's going to take a whole year to see if it actually worked. And if it doesn't, then you can let it. Many years I'm trying to get the cure, yo. Same thing.
Yeah. And it's fucking, it's disheartening. I mean, why should we keep buying a product that they won't, it's basically an 8 or 17-year-old product. It's just got a new fucking skin on it every time.
Right. Why? I tell you why they can do it. You know what? Like, as much shit as I talk about Call of Duty, I swear to God, when you get on some of these other first-person shooters, you realize why so many people are playing Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Some of them are. I swear to God.
Suck, that's for real.
Yeah, they do. A lot of those.
It's just 60 frames per second. That's got to be the reason. You know what I'm saying?
Well, all the games are going to have 60. They're all going to have 60 frames now, so they can't hide behind that next at the end of the year, which is good. So all the stuff Call of Duty's had behind 60 frames per second that they like to talk about so much in the fluid controls, like. What are you going to do when all the other games have that too? Like, now what are you going to have behind? But as it stands, they just don't have that smooth controller. I don't know what other companies are fucking doing. Like, oh, they want to stick to their own philosophy. You can do that, but while Call of Duty steals everybody else's good idea and implements them, these other games refuse to take elements from Call of Duty.
Yeah, they're being moral about it.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid, yo. You see, right from Homefront. Homefront don't even exist right now. But Battlefield won't take from Call of Duty.
I actually know it's slated for release next year. On the next gen consoles.
Is it? What? Man, that company got sold for $600,000. That's pennies in the gaming world, yo.
Oh, yeah.
$600,000? Fucking YouTubers could have got together and bought Homefront. I swear to God. They could have got together and bought Homefront.
XJO's could have bought that with his fucking pocket money.
That's what I'm saying. That boy been splurging like a motherfucker. But some of these guys definitely have six-figure salary. They could have bought $100. You know what I'm saying? If it's me, I'm straight ripping off Call of Duty. I'm going to just do it better. Fuck Call of Duty. And I'll just make it better. That's it. Like, they better get on their shit.
Yeah, I'll agree.
Oh, my God. I'll agree.
Fuck, it looks like we out of time, though.
Oh,
I ain't got 10 on my shit. My shit is broken.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.